Hier ist Pi Radio. Es ist 15 Uhr.
Pi Radio. Wurzeln.
Radio Connection ist ein Radioprogramm, das in Marzahn in Unterkünften für Geflüchtete mit BewohnerInnen und UnterstützerInnen entsteht. Radio Connection ist ein Kunst am Bauprojekt. Radio Connection.
Hallo und willkommen zu unserer neuesten Ausgabe von Radio Connection. Heute geht es um indische Musik. Wir haben zwei Gäste hier bei uns im Studio. Aarti Swaminathan ist eine Sängerin und Vijay Kannan spielt Querflöte. Sie wollen mir über ihre Musik erzählen und wir werden auch Musik von ihnen hören. Wir sprechen mit ihnen auf Englisch.
Hello and welcome to a new show from Radio Connection. Today's topic is traditional Indian music, and here with us in the studio we have two guests. Aarti Swaminathan is a singer and Vijay Kannan, who is a flute player. They will tell us more about traditional Indian music, and we will also be hearing several pieces from them throughout the show. Today's interview will mainly be in English.
So the first piece we are performing is a warm-up piece in the Raga Shri. And the composer is Karur Devud Iyer. Samine ne kori yona nu samine ne kori yona nu cha la muse. Kadu ura chala muse yamera kadu ura bumi velayu shri garba puri bumi velayu Sani ni pa ni ni sa, sani ni pa ni sari gari sari ma pa ni pa ma ni pa sani ri sa gari sani pa ni sari gari sani pa ma ri gari sari ma pa ni sa mi ni ne kori yo na ru cha la mu se ya me ra ka du ura bu. Velayu shigarva purini vasa pashupadi shapappa mariri gariri sa sanini panini sa sanini panini sari gari sari mapan pamani pasani risa gari sani panini sari gari sani pamani gari sari mapani sa minine kori. Koti sundara nannelu kora kama koti sundara nannelu kora sa ri ni pa ma ri ga ri sa sa ri ma pa ni ga ma koti sundara nannelu kora ni sani pa mari gari sani sani pa ma pani sari ni sari ma pani ka ma ಕೋಟಿ ಸುಂದರ ನನ್ನೇಳು ಕೋರಮ ಪನಿ ಮ ಪರಿಗರಿ ರಿಗರಿ ಸಾಯ ನಿ ಸರಿ ಗರಿ ಸರಿ ಮ ಪನಿ ಸರಿ ಗರಿ ರಿ ಸನಿ ಪನಿ ಸ ಪ ಮರಿ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ಸರಿ ಮ ಪನಿ ಕಾ ಕೋಟಿ ಸುಂದರ ನನ್ನೇಳು ಕೋರ ಮರಿ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ಪಮ ಪನಿ ಸರಿನಿ ಸರಿ ಗರಿ ರಿ ಸನಿ ಸರಿ ಮರಿ ಗರಿನಿ ಸರಿ ಪಮರಿ ಸನಿ ಸರಿ ಪಮನಿ ಪನಿ ಸರಿನಿ ಸನಿ ಪನಿ ಪಮರಿ ಮ ಪನಿ ಕೋಟಿ ಸುಂದರ ನನ್ನೇಳು ಕೋರ ಸರಿನಿ ಸ ಪನಿ ಮ ಪರಿ ಗರಿ ರಿ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ಸರಿ ಗರಿ ಸರಿ ಮ ಪನಿ ಸನಿ ಪದನಿ ಪಮರಿ ಗರಿ ಸರಿ ಸನಿ ಪನಿ ನಿ ಸರಿ ಸರಿ ಮರಿ ರಿ ಮ ಪನಿ ಸರಿ ಗನಿ ಸರಿ ಪನಿ ಸ ಮ ಪನಿ ರಿ ಮ ಪ ಸರಿ ಮ ನಿ ಸರಿ ಮ ಪ ಸರಿ ಗರಿ ರಿ ಸರಿ ರಿ ನಿ ಸ ಪನಿ ಮ ಪನಿ ಮ ಪರಿ ಗರಿ ನಿ ಸ ಪನಿ ಸರಿ ನಿ ಸರಿ ಸರಿ ಮ ಪನಿ ಕಾ ಕೋಟಿ ಸುಂದರ ನನ್ನೇಳು ಕೋರ ಕೋಟಿ
Hello, VJ and Aarti. The beginning, we would like to ask you, how did you start doing music and why?
Thank you for inviting me here. And I started learning music when I was 6 years old. And my brother was learning music at home. Like a teacher used to come to our home to teach him South Indian classical music or Carnatic music. And I used to listen to him learning from sitting at the staircase. And then my parents thought, oh, she's interested in music. And I also joined the class along with my brother. And ever since I've learned music for the next 10, 15 years, and I'm still learning, actually.
So thanks for inviting us here. So I come from a musical family. My father is actually a Carnatic, Indian classical Carnatic musician. He plays the instrument called Morsing, the Jew's harp, which is a percussion instrument. And so I was exposed to South Indian classical music from my childhood. And I learned Carnatic singing, and actually I am a trained singer. But I took up flute out of fascination for the instrument. I used to attend a lot of concerts with my dad, and so I was quite enthralled by the flute. And so I managed to get hold of one from one of the performers. And then, so I used to try to reproduce the sound which I hear and which I could sing. And yeah, somehow fell in love with the instrument, and it's still going strong. So.
You mentioned that you sing and you play the flute, but in the recordings that we will be hearing during our radio show, there was a third voice of a third instrument that you had it on your phone. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that is actually an app which we used, which is trying to reproduce the sound of a tanpura. So tanpura is actually an instrument which... a stringed instrument, which is common to both South Indian and North Indian classical music. And it is used to give the tonic reference for, or the pitch reference for a particular composition if you are singing. And this particular app we were keeping for some of the songs, we had the tonic and the fifth note being played. And in one of the songs, we will have the tonic and the fourth being played. So it's used to give the pitch reference so that the singer or the instrumentalist is able to adhere to the pitch, and we have fun. It sounds harmonious to listen.
So you've said that you've started learning music a while ago. So that does it mean that you also start playing music already in India?
So over the course of my childhood, I also started to perform concerts. So my first concert was when I was 13. And this was usually, the concerts are associated with temple festivals. And this was one of such temple festivals close to my home, where I was introduced on stage. And yeah, since then I performed till the age of 18 before I decided to go into education. I mean, yeah, go into my bachelor's studies. Till then I was performing concerts in India.
In my case, I learned singing and I have performed in India as of and flute concerts primarily. And once I went for my master's, I got more involved with music there because of most of my friends were musicians and we were performing as a band also. But that was not restricted to only Carnatic music. It was kind of fusion, world music, cine music, Indian film music. And then I started, when I came to Germany for my PhD, I started composing and started arranging works also. But because of my roots in Carnatic classical, it became easier for me to understand all the other music. And so I could easily understand and perform with jazz musicians or with Iranian fusion musicians or for fusion music or improvised jazz or something like that. So, but the Carnatic training and the Carnatic music always helps me. So, yeah, I was performing in India as a classical musician, but now as all sorts of musician.
You just mentioned, both of you, your studies, so bachelor and master. Is music also connected to your studies, or you've just chosen another profession also aside from music?
No, in my case, primarily my studies have nothing to do with music. So I'm actually an electrical engineer. I have completed my PhD in electrical engineering. So, but normally in Indian classical music, at least in the place that I come from or where she comes from also, normally music is always a part of the daily life. And so normally the parents try to push gently the children towards music or arts or something as a form of a formal education, but not which is oriented towards gaining a degree per se. But there are cases where people pursue it as an academic degree as well. But in our case, I can speak for Aarti also, we didn't what our hauptberuf is nicht music, aber we when we perform it professionally, I hope.
You just talked a little bit about traditional music, where you come from. Would you tell us more about the direction of the music or the school of the music that you mainly sing or play?
Carnatic music or South Indian music is a branch of Indian classical music, and it has its roots from early Vedic scriptures called the Samaveda, and it evolved into the current form from around 1400 and 1500 AD. And the structure of the melodies were given by a musician called Venkata Makin. And since then, there were a lot of composers composing. And around 1700 to 1800 AD, there were three big composers in Carnatic music, based on which a lot of compositions are even sung till today. And generally, the compositions are in praise of Hindu gods and goddesses. Some even have contents of philosophy and in it. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly in South Indian languages.
So Carnatic music, as she said, comes from the southern part of India. And the music has evolved. The Carnatic music, per se, has evolved as a way of devotion towards God and towards spirituality. And so it has different facets. So unlike music as an entertainment, it has always been a way of expressing one's devotion or one's love or affection towards the God or the form of supreme being which one worships. And so the composers whose compositions generally are sung they write in praise of the God that they worship, or the form of God that they worship, or the music is used as a tool to express one's emotion. And in that aspect, Carnatic music has evolved over the years with this as the main thread which connects the different composers. But as a grammar per se, the music as a grammar per se is independent of the lyrics, but the way it has evolved has always been towards devotion and bhakti, as they say in South Indian classical.
So if I've understood you right, texts in the music are a big part of the music itself, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the texts convey the emotion of the composer, and the music serves as a purpose. The purpose of the music or the tune is to add value to this expression, to the words, to the lyrics. So most of the composers, they are called Vagyekaras in Sanskrit, or in Sanskrit. And Vagyekara is a composer who composes the tune and the lyrics at the same time. So when they are composing, they sing the lyrics. So it's not like you make a tune and then you put words to it. It's mostly done at the same time. So, but of course, there are people who compose tunes and then put words to it. But normally, the way these main composers whose footsteps are followed, or whose compositions are sung in concerts, they are Vagyekaras, and they compose in praise of a God. So it is an outpouring of an emotion. And so they sing the lyrics which come to them directly. Mm-hmm. So it has so much of value to it. It's not only poetic, but also lyrical. So there is a difference between a song and a poem. So these are more of a song, where the poetry is lyrically and musically, it has a lot of value to it. So, and it's an expression of the composer in praise of the supreme being that he or she is worshipping.
So the last piece was in language Telugu, which is one of the South Indian language. The next piece will be an invocation to the elephant god in the language Kannada, and the composer is Purandaradasa. And the main melody of this composition is called Hamsadhwani in the South Indian classical music, also known as Carnatic music. So, in the raga Hamsadhwani. Na 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 Gajavadana beduve Gajavadana beduve Gajavadana beduve Gauri tanaya Gajavadana beduve Gauri tanaya Gajavadana beduve Gauri tanaya Trijagavanditane Sujanare porevane Gajavadana beduve Gauri Gushadara Parama Pavitra Mura
ಬೇಡೋವೆ ಗೌರಿ ತನಯ ತ್ರಜಗವಲಿತನೆ ಸುಜನರ ಪೊರೆವನೆ ಗಜವದನ ಬೇಡೋವೆ ಮೋದತಿ ನಿನ್ನಯ ಪಾದವ ತೋರೋ ಮೋದತಿ ನಿನ್ನಯ ಪಾದವ ತೋರೋ ಸಾಧು ವಂದಿತನೆ ಆದರ ನಿಂದಲಿ ಮೋದತಿ ನಿನ್ನಯ ಪಾದವ ತೋರೋ ಸಾಧು ವಂದಿತನೆ ಆದರ ನಿಂದಲಿ ಸರಸಿ ಜನ
Aside from singing and performing traditional Indian music, do you also do more modern kinds of music?
So I have been also exposed to a lot of Indian film music. I have performed also Indian film music, which has also base in classical music, like Vijay mentioned before. And film music is very popular in India. As growing up, we are also exposed to Bollywood and also regional film music.
So for me, the root has always been Carnatic classical music. As I said before, I do compose and I work with a lot of musicians here in Berlin and also all over Germany, and there are a lot of remote collaborations which I have done all over the world. So that has to do mostly with contemporary fusions, world music, and sometimes a fusion of Middle Eastern and Indian music, or it has also had a lot of have also performed as a fusion between North Indian classical and South Indian classical music, which is called Jugalbandi. And I have also done, so mostly the performance per se, have done in South Indian classical music and also in other forms of improvised jazz and crossover fusion and world music concerts as well.
So back to the academical work field, do you see that music and academic work actually can come together, or for you it's totally different things? How do you see it?
Actually, in my case, so I'm a neuroscientist working at the Charité Medical University, and I'm fascinated about brain and how it works, and I'm also fascinated about music. And at some point, I also thought about how music affects the brain, actually, which is a very, very interesting topic. I haven't so far been able to do research on music and the brain yet, but maybe in the future, this is a topic to explore.
For me, basically, I'm an electrical engineer, so mathematics is a very important part of electrical engineering. And I work with a lot of filters and stuff like that, so it helps me in that sense that I'm able to understand the audio engineering part of it, which is very helpful for me when I'm composing or arranging stuff and when I want to do a recording session and how a equalizer works or how a compressor works. I'm able to grasp it a little better thanks to my engineering background, I feel. But other than that, the main relation which music has with my electrical engineering is that it gives me an escape from electrical engineering, so which is helpful in that sense.
What does music for you personally mean? Is it for you important to have an audience that are hearing, or is it okay, or do you actually play or sing for you alone?
So I listen to music almost every day, and this is the first thing I do when I wake up. And yeah, for me, it's I have to listen to music every day. It doesn't matter if I sing or not. Of course, I also sing at home, like when I practice, and I also get immersed in the beauty of the melodies. And enjoy the compositions, and if there's no audience as well. Yes.
Yeah, for me, music has always been, as I said, it's an escape for me. So when things are really stressful or something, it helps me. When I take up my flute and start playing, it helps me. It takes me to a different dimension, hopefully, and where I'm at in my happy place, to be honest. So per se, music has always been that for me. Where when I'm happy, I play music. When I'm sad, I play music. And so it helps me dissipate whatever emotion which I'm there. And it's always good to be neutral rather than in a hyper state. So in that sense, music has always been kind of a huge support for me. And per se, it's nice to have an audience. But I feel that if I perform music which I like, then there'll be at least 100 people who are like me, who might be also interested in the same kind of music. So that doesn't drive me to make music or to perform. But if I perform, or if I make a recording, or if I do a composition, I put it out to the world, not in the expectation that people will listen, but in the hope that what I enjoyed, I can share it with the people who might also be able to enjoy it in the same way I did it. So it's only that. It's an added good side effect, I would say.
The next piece will be in the language Malayalam, and the composer is Swati Tirunal, and this piece in the ragam or melody called Kurinji. And this is usually a song for sung as lullaby for children.
Hantanya ni ni ma ni ni
How's it like to perform traditional Indian music so far away from its home countries? And what are usually the reactions that you get performing, let's say, in Europe?
So the first time I performed here, or we performed here at the Indian Embassy, we invited many of our colleagues from work and some of our friends and who are non-Indians. And they were really fascinated to come and hear. And we also gave explanation during the concert. And after the end of the concert, we got a lot of nice feedback that they could actually really enjoy the music. And this only tells us that music is universal and you just need to have the interest to come and listen. And
yeah, true. Music is in itself is a language which actually people don't need to grammatically know to appreciate. So what she sings or what I play, it's somehow an expression of our ourselves, what we are feeling. And when it touches the other person's soul, you are communicating with that other person through a medium which can't be put in words, and music in itself is a language per se. So in that aspect, it has helped a lot for people. When I have played with some Japanese musicians who couldn't speak German or English, and I have played with Iranian musicians who can't speak any of the language that I know. And when I couldn't even speak a little bit of German, even that doesn't mean I speak good German now, but we couldn't communicate. But when we start playing, it's a different thing. So I play with a oud player. When I start playing, it's just a conversation which happens between two musicians only through music. So in that sense, it bridges cultures and it bridges people and it brings people together, which I find is something which is really required in current world. So we need to bring people together in a very non-divisive way, and which helps.
Being here in Berlin, we also got exposed to Western classical music mm-hmm. and jazz music, which is not very popular in India.
It's only becoming slightly popular right now. But per se, the Indian audience are more exposed to the music of the West through film music.
Mm-hmm. So Hollywood,
Billboard chart busters, people find some similar elements in all the film music. And so you will find some trap elements or dubstep elements and all these things. But people don't know these are dubstep elements or these are trap elements because they listen it in the context of a film song. So for them, it's film music. And it's not a particular genre. It's not a Western classical music. Or you will find all these elements happening in film music. So the Indian audience somehow are exposed to this music without even knowing that it is a particular genre of music, thanks to the film music, because you want to have seven songs or six songs in a film and each one has to be a little different than the other, otherwise it'll sound stale. So the film composers take up different genres and try to push it in the music. And yeah, so per se, when we come here, we were exposed to, and then we realized, oh, this is jazz, oh, this is trap, this is dubstep, this is Western classical, though this was Beethoven, and Beethoven has done something which we have seen some elements of it happening in some of our film songs. And yeah, so it was an interesting discovery, if we can put it
that way. It was also actually not easy for me to understand Western classical in the beginning, but now after listening to many concerts, I'm also trying to understand how Western classical music is, and also how Indian music is different from Western classical.
Yeah, I just want to ask, do you see any similarities between classical Western music and, let's say, generally Eastern music, or in specifically Indian music?
So the similarities between Western classical and Indian classical are the scales, which are also present in Western major scale or minor scales, which is equivalent of a melody or a raga in the Indian classical music. And actually, the instrument violin has been introduced from Europe into the Indian classical music only in the 1800s. And now it's being widely used in the Indian classical music. Maybe Vijay can also add more.
Western classical per se is the import of a Western classical music is on harmony. So it's on voicings. You have a set of instruments playing at the same time, and each one is given a part to play, and the music is a sum of all this together. And so the performance involves a lot of musicians looking at notes, and then they are performing set pieces per se in Western classical, not jazz, but Western classical. You have set pieces and there is not much improvisation per se. If I can say without mistake, there is not improvisation per se. Improvisation comes in jazz, but in Western classical, it's more of set pieces because all the instruments have to gel together and play. And so it's a harmony-based music, Western classical. But Indian classical is more melody-based. It's similar to Middle Eastern music, which is also melody-based. So it's driven through melody and through lyrics and melody. And so the scales and the ragas or the modes per se, they convey a lot of emotion, and the music is used as a means of expression and of one's emotion. And so Indian classical music uses modes and scales and melody to convey this, and Western classical uses harmony and structure to do the same.
One more thing to add to this. So there's also a lot of emphasis on rhythm in Indian classical music. Mm-hmm. There can be very complex rhythms in different compositions. There can be 8-beat cycle.
Odd time signatures are also there. So
complex combinations of different.
It's very common to have a 5-8 or a 7-8 or a 9-8 piece in Indian classical music, but it's quite rare, if I can say that, to find a Western classical composition which is there in 5-8 or a 7-8. It's quite rare. I have seen compositions in 3-8 or passages in 3-8 per se in Western classical, but mostly it is in 4-4 structure. And it's. But in Indian classical, you find it, and also from what I have seen in Iranian music and in Middle Eastern music, it's very common to have odd time signatures also in the music. And so that's one very, very distinct distinction between Western and Indian or Eastern music, I would think.
And there's also this aspect of emotions, which he mentioned. There are also melodies which are very cheerful, for example, and some are... When you sing the melody or play the melody,
show,
it sounds really sad and... maybe even make people cry, actually. And there are also melodies which are evoke pity and different kinds of emotions, actually. And this is something I wanted to add to the aspect of Indian classical music.
And last but not least, we have talked a lot about your music. And we will also hear some of your music. But if people actually want to come to watch you actually perform, do you have any performances coming up or concerts in the next couple
Yeah,
of
actually,
days?
We are playing, performing in Dharana Yoga Studio in the next 4 weeks or so.
Yeah, on February
29th or so. It'll be confirmed soon, but mostly it's expected that we perform on 29th of February. So that also will hopefully feature Balakrishna, my friend who plays the mridangam. Hopefully I'll be able to convince him to come from Stuttgart. He comes from Stuttgart all the way to Berlin. So I hope to convince him to come back for this concert as well.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
It was such a pleasure. Thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you very much for having us. Danke schön.
So the fourth South Indian language is Tamil. And so we'll perform a song which is in praise of the goddess. So in India... Not only is the god important, but the goddess is also important. So so it's Shakti is the form of the goddess. And so this is in praise of the goddess. And it is in the language Tamil. And Aarti will say more about the raga also. And improvisation.
So this is in the ragam Keeravani. And the composer is Papanasam Shivan. And in this composition is in praise of goddess Meenakshi. And there is a big temple in south of India for goddess Meenakshi. And we will perform a small improvisation in this ragam Keeravani. Na
La 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 la
devi niye tunai amba devi niye tunai devi niye tunai ten madurai var minalochani Danny, 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 Danny,
da da ba ma da ba ma ga ri ga ma pa da ni a lai ma ga ka le ma ra pa ni ki va ni a mu da na ya i ni ya mu ta mi va la ta mu da na ya i ni ya mu ta mi va la ta de mi ye tu ne
Radio Connection.
Das war's, unsere heutige Sendung. Mehr Informationen könnt ihr über Konzerte auf unserer Webseite www.radioconnection-berlin.de finden. Das Radio Connection Team wünscht euch ein schönes Wochenende. Bis nächste Woche. Tschüss!
That was it for today's show. Informations on the concerts from WeJ and Ati will be announced also on our website www.radioconnection-berlin.de. Radio Connection wishes you a good weekend and till next week. Bye!